from the heart of the community, playing a bigger variety of music you love. This is The Sound of Salford.
They must be more than the Yakasee. They must be more than the Yakasee. Hi, good morning and welcome to Salford on this Thursday, and it's overcast and it looks like it's going to bounce down all day Thursday morning. Right, that was the Moods kicking the show off there, today's featured band, so I better tell you a little bit about them. Right, the Moods are a nine-piece collective of producers, poets, musicians from the northwest of England, combining drum and bass, reggae, hip-hop and EDM. The Moods' mighty music sparks off a contagious need to dance, underpinned with real grit and substance. They're a band with plenty to say, singing and rapping with raw passion about important stuff like war, famine, love, life and death. This music is for the head and for the heart, and it'll make you dance and they'll make you think. Right, I'll tell you a little bit about the band, shall I? I first met this band when it was a five-piece band, but now there's nine of them. They've grown, they've had babies. They're absolutely brilliant. The band members are Bart Cunningham, John Oryx, Caligo, Paul Humes, Dave O'Rourke, Phil Oryx, Chris Barrett, Charlotte Widdicombe, and Alice Needham. She plays the violin, I tell you what. She can't half sing as well, do you know what I mean? Right, what else should I tell you about the Moods apart from get out there and see them? They're probably the most exciting band at the moment in Manchester. Absolutely amazing. Get out there. If they're playing, make sure you get out there and see them play.
Yeah.
And I was Joy Division, another Manchester band with "The World Set Us Apart." I remember the first time I ever heard that, I was watching it on Top of the Pops and I thought, this is the music for me. And they went on to, what's it, didn't they? Superstardom. Superstardom. Just like the Moods will one day, I know that. Do you know what I mean? And I remember, I want to tell you the story about the Moods. When there was a five-piece band, I went to see them down at the Boom Shakalaka Studios in Manchester. And they played that song for me first, "Keep Your Powder Dry." That song, the hairs on the back of my neck stuck up because I was talking one night with Dave O'Rourke, and that's where the lyrics come from. It, a brilliant song, absolutely love that band. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, if you ever get a chance to see them, make sure you go out and see them. One of the top bands in the Northwest. Right, so I don't even know what I've got on next. Let me see. Oh, I'll tell you. Oh, I know what I've got on next. Right, last night was the awards ceremony at Salford RLFC. It looks like a fantastic night from what I've seen on Facebook. And the amazing news that Ken Seal has signed a new 2-year contract. How good's that? Going in the right direction, aren't they? I was listening to an interview yesterday on the Great Manchester Radio by Gary Neville. And he said he'll make sure Salford City, Salford Reds stay in Salford, which is pretty fantastic, really. So I've worked it all out. That if they do go to the AJ Bell and Salford get that ground and the council do a deal with Salford Football, right, Salford RLFC then can make their own money and everything would be perfect, wouldn't it? You know, Salford Council charge Salford Rugby a peppercorn rent to move into the stadium. So Salford then I'll get all the beer sales and then everything's dandy. Okay, parking might be a bit rubbish, but you've got to look at the bigger picture. Do you know what I mean? So it's possible, at long last, could be moving in the right direction. And that's what everyone in Salford wants. They want to see the club successful, don't they? Right, recently I've been talking about music with a political background. And there's nothing better than the Specials. Too Much Too Young. Enjoy the track.
Too Much Too Young. You don't too much, much too young.
So you summed it. Don't make songs like they used to, did they? That was the Specials with Too Much Too Young, if ever the message was getting out there. And once did it. Right, got some amazing news, yes. Cater and Reese are going to have a baby. They're having a baby. They're having a baby. So that means Archer is going to be a granddad for the first time. And if ever a man was made for that role of granddad, it's Ian Archer. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say what Nathan is. Well, I am actually. Nathan is Uncle Nobbed, innit? He is the original Uncle Nobbed. I know you shouldn't say that at this 7 of the morning. But I can't help it, do you know what I mean? I'm dead excited for them all. So So congratulations from everyone here at the Sounds of Salford. I just know it's going to be amazing. You know what I mean? It's going to cost your granddad and your granny a lot of money. Yes, money, money, money. Right, I remember when I got two tickets to see the Cartinas. What did I do? I give them to two fans, Reese and Nathan. So this song's for you and Katie, mate. Enjoy the track. It's Not 19 Forever. The Cartinas, another brilliant Manchester band, going out there with our congratulations to Katie and to Reese Archer. Just, you know, oh, your life's going to change now. It's just going to be brilliant. It's going to be amazing. Going to make great parents as well. Right. Last night, let's go to the football, shall we? Manchester United 0, West Ham 1. West Ham won. Yes, they got beat. We beat them on Sunday. Played our reserves. What happened? Just weren't good enough, was it? It's a great game, though, if you was a neutral watching that. It was a top game. Do you know what I mean? It's just that I'm going to get loads of abuse off all the City fans. But the way I look at it, if Rome wasn't built in a day, was it? Do you know what I mean? If you're building an empire, you have to rebuild. And we're rebuilding. Do you know what I mean? It's just some players. I won't mention them because that's not fair. I don't think they can cut it at United. That's all I'm going to say. But what I am going to say is, I wish the Keyboard Warriors would get off Ollie's back. Do you know what I mean? It's the Caravan Cup. The Caravan Cup. Who wants to win that? I know City's won it for the last 5 years. So, back then, winning, you know, they're happy winning that. We ain't. We want the big stuff. the big stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I think the fans should have a little bit of respect for Ollie. That was Erasure even, with a little respect. Right, that was my quad bet that went down last night. Yes, it took United at 600-1 to win all four trophies. I really should know better, shouldn't I? You know, I don't know how to do it. So I'm on Facebook and the City fans wind me up, do you know what I mean? So I just take on stupid bets. Anyway. I won't even say I'm going to learn from it, because I probably won't, do you know what I mean? Right, song we've not played for a long time on the show. There's only one king, Elvis Presley, Way Down.
Babe, you're getting closer. The lights are going dim. The sound lying on the floor, you're taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Way down where the music plays, way down like a tidal wave. magic fingers and swirling carousel. My medicine within me, the doctor could prescribe. Love is doing something that I just can't describe. When I can feel it, feel it.
That was a king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, way down. Right, sadly, we're coming to the end of the show now. Anyway, I've just been informed that City play West Ham next, so hopefully they'll do him. Do you know what I mean? Being a local team, that's if my City mates are listening, if my Red mates are listening, West Ham hammer them. Right, no matter where you're listening in the world today or whatever you're doing, make sure you take care. It's Abba, the winner takes it all.
About things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed.
I'll be
if it makes you feel sad. And I understand you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it.